Lauren, that 14 months of ACL rehab, how much did it take out of you mentally?
I'm going to say that's probably one of the toughest parts, and one of those that nobody really knows how tough until you're sort of in that situation and just setting small targets and trying to look at the short term as well as the excitement of the sort of long term of coming back is so important, and just celebrating those little achievements, because it was so hard knowing that you, as soon as you've done it, sort of surgeon and the physio to say, you know, this is a year plus, which is really hard to hear on that first few days.
It was important for you mentally then, for being there at the Fast Five and obviously at the finals as well.
Oh yeah, hugely. Those girls completely got me through and just motivated me to be back on court with them, and just having that sort of friendship and just knowing the girls really well and wanting to support them to do as best as they could while they're playing, and then just look forward to the time that I could get back on with them. They were really, really important in my rehab.
On the pod, we did a special, and obviously we spoke to Sasha as well about the whole process she went through. How much were people like that almost there for you as well, and were you able to draw on other players' experiences?
A huge, huge part of that. So, yeah, people like Sasha was one of the first people to sort of reach out to me and have a little chat again from being teammates in the past, and just made sort to just know that there is like a light at the end of the tunnel, and, you know, you've got to put the hard work in, but obviously it's all worth it in the end. I think she was fantastic for that, just to be able to draw on. Sophia Kandapa was another one, knowing that she'd already been through it herself, had then come back and then done it again on another leg. Again, somebody was doing to talk to, just, you know, sharing experiences. There's quite a few people like that, actually. Just people that you'd not necessarily even ever been that close to in the netball world that have really come together, knowing how horrendous and how hard the injury is. Sort of like Mickey Austin is another one who was great to be able to chat to and know her strength of getting back to playing. Just quite a few, which has been brilliant. And even overseas, sort of Kim Green, I've spoken to a couple of times in Australia, which was a massive fangirl moment for me. But again, just seeing her rehab and us two just being able to talk on, so we had our operations on the same day and just compare sort of where we're at. But at the same time, knowing that each one is so different and you've just got to be able to focus on your own recovery. But these people have been really, really helpful just to be able to talk to.
And final question on the whole matter, but I suppose it just makes it all worthwhile when you finally get back on court, and the support you had and the cheers, no doubt, when you got back on made it all worthwhile.
Oh yeah, they were. It was really surreal. It was a sort of last minute call up that day, and I was in the squad on that day and still didn't really think I was going to play. I was on the bench and came on just after half time, so it was probably better that way, so I didn't really have any time to think about it or worry about it too much. And just like to hear the cheer of the crowd again. I've been at Lightning sort of 7 or so years in the Super League and another 3 or 4 at the junior level, so just knowing a lot of faces in the crowd there and hearing them cheering, being so excited to see me back, knowing that they know what I've been through to get back on court, was fantastic. And you know, final whistle went, we won the game, and yeah, I did have a little cry just to say thank goodness I'm here. And then once I sort of got my feet back on the ground, realised it's not completely over, I've still got to manage it and completely get back to where I want to be as a player. But so, so good to have made it this far. I'm so pleased with my progress and just determined to sort of give more to try and get on court as much as I can at Lightning and to go and win the Super League this year.
7 seasons, plenty of special memories.
Yep.
There you go. Put you on the spot. Anything in particular?
Really tough. I think just the whole progression of how Lightning has completely turned itself around. And again, Karen was a huge part of that, of just pushing standards and knowing what we'd sort of been through in sort of a struggling franchise for years, and she came and turned the whole thing around. And you know, people like Liv as well have been instrumental in that, and them two just being able to push the franchise standards, all of our training standards, everything around the franchise community. There's so many people to mention, and so many things that I've enjoyed being there, and that's my sort of home franchise. Obviously, from being from Derby, from being from the East Midlands, coming through that system, it just meant so much to me to get my return back at Lightning. So, yeah, I don't really have one stand at the moment. There's a lot of people said at the time, oh, you know, if it's anybody more Lightning than you, I don't think there is. So, yeah. They were really pleased that I was back on court at four Lightning this season, and it meant a lot to them, which meant even more to me.
How about the whole Mizuno All-Star deal? What does that mean to you?
Oh, that's been fantastic as well. Because again, they took a bit of a gamble on me, because it was just before I got injured. And obviously, once I got injured, they still wanted to support me with my rehab and my return to court. So I think it was fantastic that they've been fantastic trainers. They've given me extra clothes to be able to get all my training done and all my gym rehab and things like that. And again, just another support network of other players that are in the Mizuno All-Stars. So again, they've been great to talk to, and the people there have always been really fab, so quick at getting things out to me and whatever else. So they've been a great support.
Have you seen awareness of the brand grow off court as well?
Yeah, hugely. And I suppose as well, like, I'm a teacher at Oakham School, so again, sort of kids coming in to netball, especially in the sort of netball trainers, so Mizuno netball trainers rather than normal runners, and then sort of seeing that at camps, summer, the Mayhoff term camps, Easter camps and stuff like that at Lightning has been great. I've seen loads more players actually think about wearing specific netball trainers that will help their performance. And same of playing in the Premier League, obviously Mizuno Premier League, I play for Ireland. Quite a few of my teammates as well have got Mizuno trainers and have been really happy with their performance with them as well.
Wondered whether or not your neighbours are forgiving you for screaming down house when we won gold.
I think they have actually.
they were screaming as well.
Yeah, that was a true reflection of a feeling at 5:30 a.m. And I did say at the time, I don't think I've ever felt happier at half five. I'm not a morning person traditionally, but was up every time England had a game to make sure I was there supporting Beth and the girls. And I screamed. My husband left the room to go make a cup of tea. He loves netball, but he said he couldn't sit in there and watch it with me because I was just screaming so much, even in the last sort of minute and a half as we were trying to get to the win.
I think the sheer thing as well is that a lot of the girls have come back with the medals. They're happily show them off to fans and let people take selfies as well. And I saw Josie at the weekend and she was like, oh yeah, no problem, there you go. And that's going to do a lot for the sport as well, isn't it? Just making the players more accessible and the medal as well.
Well, I think that's one thing that's traditionally always been great about netball is that at the end of games, you've got people coming to get pictures and autographs and all that sort of things. And these girls now have been on a huge platform there at the Commonwealth Games with medals, and they're just like, they're just like you and me. They're just like normal people, and they're just so humble about it and have come back and are happily on TV, on the radio, around and about, and people recognise them, and they're so accessible. They'll give autographs, photos and pose with medals, which is fantastic for the sport. It's only going to push us on even further.
Have you won Beth's yet? What was she like when she came back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's still beaming. It's brilliant. And again, sort of that energy just to bring back into training, into our Lightning group with sort of Shamira and Peace as well coming back from their respective Commonwealth countries. So it's a great feeling around the camp. Obviously, we're mostly English, so we're all hugely, hugely proud of Beth and the girls and what they've achieved there. But even more so of just having two more teammates that are in the Commonwealth Games as well, with Shamira and Peace, and Shamira getting a bronze medal, and seeing her have an absolute standout performance almost every game out there, and her being talked about so much is only going to push us on at Lightning even further.
I like Anna's approach as well. She's done wonders for Lightning as well, obviously picking up from Karen. How have you noticed any changes?
She's been brilliant. And I think, she said quite a few times when she started, if she sort of had a pound for every time somebody said, oh, that's big boots to fill, she should have been a millionaire, which has been good for Anna because she's just gone, this is my style and this is what we're doing. Not to sort of disregard everything that's gone in the past, but just to know that she's going to push things forward rather than sort of, sort of reliving last season and how great we did and all that sort of stuff. We've just gone, right, this is a new season. We've got new players, we've got a new coach, and we're just going to go for it, which has been really good. So she's just no nonsense. And she won't mind me saying that. She knows she's no nonsense. we just get it done.
Yeah, because she will hear this, I've no doubt. So we should be all right on that one. How do you see the next couple of games? I think it's Stars, isn't it? They'll be happy with that win of Team Northumbria last weekend.
Yeah, so we have Stars this weekend. They're on the back of two wins, since they won just before the break and then obviously a good win last weekend, as you say, against Northumbria. So, yeah, they'll come at us. I think we really used the break well. So we had a team building weekend over in Leeds, which was fantastic, of like training and then just getting to know each other a bit more.
All went out for the night. I saw the pictures.
We had a lot of training before then and training after that. But yeah, we got to know each other, just had a bit of a dance as well. Yeah, I think using that weekend, and obviously a few of us were sort of in Loughborough for quite a lot of it, still training and not really having too much of a break. I think we just sort of reset where we were at and knew that we could push on a lot further, and actually like sort of personal errors and personal responsibility probably wasn't as good as what we expected in that first half of the season. So I think all of us have just taken that away from that first half, and the break came at a perfect time for us, and that performance against Mavericks really spoke volumes, that we came out and said, no, this is where we're at, this is a lightning performance that we're proud of over 60 minutes, and yeah, we're going to sort of bring it again Saturday.
Are you happy with where you are at the minute in the table?
Yeah, I just got into four after this weekend's results, I think that's right. So yeah, please. So we knew that Mavericks was going to be a big game, but also it's not a be-all and end-all. We're not quite halfway, so we haven't played Stars yet, so we haven't played everyone once yet. And again, second time round is always an interesting one, because everyone's got more video, more analysis, you know, you've got more information on each team, so everyone's sussed each other out a bit more, and I think the games end up being more tightly contested the second time round. So we know that even if we beat somebody the first time round, that means nothing for the second time round. So I'm pleased with where we're at, and knowing that we've addressed where sort of we've gone wrong in the first bit until before the break, and knowing that we can go a lot harder in the second lot of games.
The thing is as well, I mean, Lightning's home games are always well attended, but throughout the league now, you can expect to see a lot more people off the back of that gold.
Oh, completely. So obviously we normally have our games at Loughborough University, and this last week we were at Leicester Arena, and with that comes a sort of a bigger capacity, and that was almost full. And I was great at the end of the game, meeting a few fans that have just said, you know, this is our first time at a netball game following England's gold. And you know, even talking to parents at school, actually, a few have come up to me saying, oh, you know, I ended up watching the netball. I did hear a bit of it on the radio and thought, oh, I'm not really that interested. And within 5 minutes, I had the TV on and couldn't believe that I was screaming at a netball game. And this is people that are sports fans but never really knew that much about netball. So the amount of people that are like new into the game and new fans is going to be great. We're already sort of enjoying that growth of fans at a domestic level, which is fantastic, and hopefully, you know, they've enjoyed a good spectacle of a game last weekend, and they'll keep on coming.